Blog Talk Radio.
To a demo. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hi, Andre, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hello? Hi, Andre.
Yes, Andre.
How are you? Thank you.
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Thank you for tuning in. I'm doing good. Thank you for tuning in to Motivate My Life Radio this morning. We are excited to have you.
Okay.
And
I like the, I like the name of the show.
Great. I appreciate that.
Okay.
That's what we do here at Motivate My Life. We motivate lives, and we talk about real-world problems, real-world issues with real-world results. So, Andre, okay,
yes,
I have some talking points for you.
Okay.
So, first, we would like to start with, looks like you are an author, you are a co-star on the Braxton's Family Values, and you are also an empowerment speaker.
Yes.
And before we hop into you even co-starring on the Braxton Family Values, what I want to talk about is Andre, who Andre is in himself, because a lot of people don't know you outside of Andre as Tawana Braxton's husband. So
that is true, or Tony Braxton's brother-in-law.
Yeah, one or the other.
It all fits.
Yeah, basically, which is all great stuff. Those are some great gals, one of my favorite shows. But I do want to talk about, before we touch on that, I want to talk about who Andre is as a person outside of co-starring. Now, you look like you do some empowerment speaking. Is that correct?
That is correct. I do that especially with younger audiences, but I really like to speak to young black males because the media is portraying young black males, of course, in the most unprofound way that you can think of, especially nowadays. And it's sad because half of it is not even true because they show young black males as not having fathers. And if you really look out there, there are a lot of good fathers out there that are really handling your business, but that's something that they don't want to show you because they want to perpetuate a stereotype. And once you ingrain that in a young man's head, that's what they grew up thinking and that's what they grew up believing. So the conversation is always the same. The conversation never changes among the young black males or in the black community because that's the way it's expected to be.
And you're totally right, Andre. I have to agree with that because a lot of the – they don't elevate a lot of the success stories. You know, they kind of more highlight the negativity.
That's correct. That's correct.
You know, and there are a lot of strong fathers out here, you know, that are actually raising their children and their sons, you know, to become education intelligent and instilling morals and principles and values in them, but it doesn't get highlighted.
That's correct. That's correct. And I've met a lot of them, and I've spoken to a lot of them because of certain situations, maybe through divorce, they were awarded custody of the kids, maybe through a death mm-hmm. of a spouse, the parent may have passed away and the father is raising the child, or simply through the process of, you know, like I said, the court proceedings and divorce, and they gained, custody of children. So it's a lot of men out there that are doing this, especially black men, but that's just something that they don't talk about.
No, they don't, unfortunately. And I actually come across a lot of them being in the industry that I'm in. So I do know that it's definitely accurate information. And I think that's awesome that you're getting out there with your message and just trying to empower those young black males that really need leadership, or those who do already have leadership, just to kind of highlight those strong dads out there. Because, you know, unfortunately, sometimes you guys just go unnoticed.
That's
correct.
And
a lot of times
that's
moms
correct.
Get all the credit.
Yeah, and that's what happened. That's what happened.
Friends.
That's correct, and that's what happened with the show during the first season. They showed me doing this, but what happened was the message had already been in the community that if there's a black man not working, staying at home, then he's a no good or he's a sorry black man.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know the reasoning for it. They don't know. All they see is one thing, and it's presented one way. And when it's presented that one way, the message received, of course, is going to be one way. So they didn't understand the dynamics of why I did what I did. They didn't show the dynamics of why I did what I did. Say, for example, they filmed Tawanda and I talking about me quitting my job to come home and take care of the kids. Because what had happened was I was in Greenville, South Carolina, working. And Tawanda was traveling, so she had a lot of different people that were taking care of the kids. And I would come home and see the kids on the weekends from Greenville, which is only about a two-hour drive to Atlanta. So we decided it would be best between the two of us if I would just come home and take care of the kids. That way she wouldn't have to worry about consistently having a nanny or a personal assistant or somebody to pick up the kids from school, to take the kids to practice, so forth and so on. So, and we did this based on the economics of the situation, meaning that, you know, she was making, of course, I can actually say she was making maybe 10 times or 15 times as much as I was with the TV show. So we had a discussion and they filmed it. And my parents, my mother, and my grandmother were dead set against me quitting my job because they're from the old school. They just believe a man should always be working. And my grandmother's a minister on top of that, so she always reminded me of the book of Job. And she said, remember, Job says job. I was like, okay, all right.
So, Andre.
Yes.
I'm glad that you brought that up because, actually, that is one of the talking points I did want to talk about today because you did through – the eyes of folks get portrayed as, okay, Andre stays at home and takes care of the kids, and why doesn't he have a job, and so forth. And you're right. Behind reality TV, people never know the entire story. So we
That's
only
correct.
Know what we actually see. You know, we only know
That's
what we
correct.
See on TV.
That's correct.
And it's unfortunate because, you know, you're out in public and people kind of side-eyeing you like, oh, my God.
Oh definitely. They side-eye me all the time, especially black women. I mean, black women gave me a hard time.
I can only imagine that they did. And, you know, it's crazy because I always see the good in folks. I was like, there must be a reason. They must have worked that out. So but that's my way of thinking because I always think positive and I always know that there's always something behind what you see.
That's
and
correct.
Unfortunately, if you're not living in that home or you're not a part of that relationship, you don't know what's going on behind the scenes. So I'm glad that you actually cleared the air with that. And unfortunately, WE TV didn't show us, you know, you and Tawanda's conversation that. You
no,
know,
they
you
did. And I'm going to tell you why. I asked them why they didn't show that. And I'm going to tell you exactly what they told me. They said, these are the words, the scene had no entertainment value. Now, you go figure out what that means. The scene had no entertainment value.
Wow.
So I was like, what are
wow.
you talking about? So that's what they always use for me when they film me with Tawanda doing certain things. They'll come back and use that same generic, application and say, hey, well, Andre, that particular scene had no entertainment value. So what they're telling us, and they always remind us, that Braxton's Family Values is a entertainment reality show. It's not a docuseries. It's not a documentary, meaning they're not going to present you all the facts. They're going to show you what entertains you. So I walked away from the show.
Okay, so that's what my next question was. So are you no longer a cast member on the show?
Actually, I'm still under contract. So I walked away from the second season, and they tried to turn around and, of course, they threatened to sue me. But I decided to come back after speaking with Tawanda, and they actually said that they would, you know, change things and they wouldn't present it this way and this and, you know, so forth and so on. But, you know, that story. You know how that works. So I sat down and spoke with them, and they told me specifically, they said, Andre, you just have to remember, we're not in the business of promoting Andre Carter, the writer, author, publisher. We're in the business of promoting Braxton Family Values and what works for that audience. I was like, wow, okay. And I said, Braxton Family Values has – I asked them, I said, well, what audience does Braxton Family Values have? You know, Braxton Family Value has the number one black female audience ages 25 to 45. It's the number one reality show on TV with that audience, and that is a highly targeted audience. So, and I said, so do you understand who readers? Yeah, I said, do you understand who readers are? Do you understand the market of readers? Do you know readers are women between the ages of 45? That's the highest readership. So
mean,
how can we not have anything in common? Yeah, how can we not have anything in common?
Well, you know what, Andre? Honestly, you know, I think from what I see with reality TV, it's almost like when they say it's entertainment. You know, of course, the Braxton Family Values, I will say, is one of the most, to me, I think, one of the shows on TV that does have the most value in it, because sometimes, you know, these reality TV shows, they're on TV and they're fighting, physically fighting, and the Braxton Family Values, yeah, it kind of reminds me of families that have, you know, issues from time to time and so on and so forth. But how challenging is that to be a reality star, like to just have all your business kind of, or somewhat of your business, I mean, displayed, you know, where society can see what's going on, and then they're able to make an actual opinion about you? Like, how has that affected your life personally?
It really did in the beginning because of the way it was presented. And then I said to myself, well, hey, look, if this is how it's going to be presented, I'll let the audience, hopefully they'll be wise enough to understand, okay, there are two sides to the story, all right, and you being presented the entertainment side. But the sad part about it is the general public, I'm speaking generals, not specifics, most people just believe what's presented. They don't think outside of the box like you did. Like you said to yourself, oh, there's got to be more to this. Most people don't do that. They just take what is presented and run with it, all right? I was doing a book signing, for example, one time during my second season, and at the book signing, of course, the line was long, and people were standing to get one of my books, and one young lady that walked up to it, she said, you need to get yourself a real job. So I looked at her and said, I looked at her and said, you waited in line this long just to come up here and tell me that? I said, well, I thank you for, you know, your concern, and I would do my best to get a real job if you don't consider what I'm doing a real job.
You have got to be kidding. And, you know, it's so crazy because it's crazy because actually, you know, just to say, because I'm an author myself, actually, so I have published books out, and that is a real job. I don't think people understand. You don't have to
That's exactly
be on
right.
TV. Have a real job, you know what I mean? So it's crazy that people would just dissociate you with having a real job, because actually when I received your bio from your PR team, I was like, wow, I knew there was something else that Andre did, and I was like, that is it right there. So I didn't know that you may have had books out. I didn't know that, you know, best-selling books, or you were an empowerment speaker, because you were portrayed on reality TV as Andre with no job. So
that's correct. No. That's correct. But once again, that's the entertainment value that they sold to people. So once you sell that to people, they don't expect you to do anything outside of that. So once you do something outside of that, they don't think it's real. Like, no, he can't be doing that because on the TV show, he ain't doing nothing. You see what I'm saying? The message they receive, it's not real. So they get confused.
And it's so unfortunate.
And
but
it
it's
is.
It's unfortunate, too, because whatever you go do at this point is almost like, oh, he's just doing something to be doing it, or that's not
exactly. There you're figuring it out. That's how it works. Now you see what I have to overcome.
Well, I'll tell you this, Andre, from raising children myself, because I actually have three grown kids, but I'll tell you this, hey, raising kids is a job, too, so I don't think people understand that. So.
Yes, it is.
That's a real job.
That's a real job.
I mean,
yes, it is.
That's a real job. And, I mean, and you put all this investment into your children, and sometimes you may not even get the return that you want when they're grown, but the reality is it's still a job, and people overlook that. And I guess because of where we grew up, where we came from, if you think about and go way back to those ancestors and back in the day and all that, the man was the one that actually went home, and the woman was what you call at home, barefoot, pregnant, cooking, and cleaning. And
right.
Now that women, you know, you have a lot of women business owners and entrepreneurs and a lot of women that have independence now. So times have changed. And
that's true.
Some people have not adapted to the times that have changed. I personally say that it has to be a challenge, and I'm sure at some point you probably – kind of deal with it and you don't deal with it because you're going to get portrayed how people want to portray you. So once you get on reality TV, it's like I watch another reality show. What is it? Living Lazada. And everybody knew Evelyn Lazada from Basketball Wives as to be this outraged, you know, physical person. And now that she has this new show, Living Lazada, she's showing another side of her. It's like people still have negative comments. I don't care. She's still, you know, ghetto. She's still this. She's still that. So
see, I told
to
you.
Redeem yourself.
Exactly.
It's like it's so hard to redeem yourself or have people, you know, think of you in another way. But that's why, you know, one of my tips this morning on the show was I told people don't ever worry about what other people think about you because at the end of the day, what other people think about you is none of your business.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
I mean, it is what it is. Everybody's going to have an opinion about you. I mean, I want to talk, too, just a little bit about some of your books. Now, you have two books, Andre, you have three.
Actually, no, I actually have 12 books. Ah, see, you didn't. Yeah, I'm mostly a fictional. Yeah, I'm mostly a fictional author. I have 12 books. One of my books right now is being adapted into a screenplay. And we're going to start casting for that soon. And then another one of my books, my relationship book, is being adapted into a game board. We're working on that right now. And also I'm getting ready to introduce one of my books exclusively on the J. Anthony Brown Show, my first book of erotica. I'm going to launch that coming in October. It's called Hard Chocolate.
Wow. So you're working and you have your own PR team and so forth that's actually standing behind you and working for you. And I'm glad because we have so many listeners right now on the show this morning that people can actually hear this and understand who Andre Carter is. And those are definitely some points I thought was important to touch on.
And I won my first book award in 2015. I won an independent publisher book award in New York City for my book, A Profile in Black. And I asked a reality show to come film me accepting my award for the book because it was a national award out of 35,000 entrants, and the category was urban fiction. And they said that at the time, no, we're going to pass on filming that. And I said, why are you going to pass on me filming receiving a big award from the Independent Publisher Association? Well, we just don't think right now that fits in what we need for the show. That's what they told me.
Wow.
So I said, you know what?
You can't get any of your positive messages or things that Andre is doing on the show, I guess, because in other words, they're saying the show is not about you. Is that basically what they're saying?
That's exactly what they're saying. It's called Braxton Family Values, not Carter. But see, here's the point. Here's the point that I wanted to make. Okay, it's called Braxton Family Values. You brought a Carter on there, which was me, and you presented me a certain way. There's no way you're going to not allow me to clean that up. but that's not they what they want to do because.
So they want to portray you a certain way, but they don't want you to redeem who you really are.
That's correct.
They don't really sound like.
Because they found entertainment value in presenting me a certain way. Meaning I generated controversy, I generated interest, I generated the audience, I generated the followers, I generated the talk. Now let me tell you this, when I generated that talk, do you know that second season, they created another reality show about men that stay at home and take care of their kids because their wives make more money than them. It was a reality show that was created. Guess who was on it? Nothing but white men. No black men were on that show.
Wow. And you know, unfortunately, I'm very diverse when it comes to the world and society, but for some reason, you know, African American, we know that they seem to get portrayed a little more in a negative manner than the other races, because it's almost like it's okay for the Caucasian dad to stay at home, but when the African American, the black dad stays at home, then it seems to cause controversy. And so, which I don't. And it's the same. I mean, they're trying to. You know, I don't think they're trying to fix it, but you know, me personally, I think that it's hard to turn that around. It's the same thing with the young black male. You don't, like we just talked about, how they don't highlight, you know, the positive things that goes on with young black males and the fathers and so forth, but they highlight all the negative things. But then, you know, you always see the highlights of the Caucasian and the other races. And I think, unfortunately, as they're trying to, I think it's going to be what it is. I think that's going to be a struggle for us for almost, I can say, for eternity, because, you know, we still have prejudice folks out there. I mean, it is what it is. And we're portrayed in a certain manner. You're portrayed if you're walking around with your pants hanging down, that you're
that,
a
there you go.
Or whatever.
Even though white boys do that, white boys do that too.
Yeah, they definitely do it. I see all, you know, it's a younger generation, but I see all races that do it. So
that's right. But they only talk about us that do it.
Yeah, and we're looked upon a little bit differently for some reason. And, you know, just like Andre, you have a degree, you know, so you are considered an intelligent black man.
Yes, I do. I also attended one of the top private high schools in the Southeast called Woodward Academy. I went to Woodward Academy, where I was among one of the first African Americans to attend the school. They didn't allow blacks in until 1975, 1976, and I entered that year. And I was one of the first African Americans president of any student body. I was chosen or voted in president of the Honor Council, which is the second highest body at the school behind the Student Government Association. So all of that is factual, and they saw all of this. So I graduated from private school, received my degree in Bachelor's of Administration in Marketing and Sales Management at Kennesaw State University, and I worked in sales management for almost 20 years, 25 years, and it was a tough process. Yeah, and it was a tough process because, you know, when you manage people, you not only have to know corporate management, but you also have to know psychological development, because managing employees is a lot of psychology involved too.
Oh, believe me, I know. Because
there's some people out there got some problems with.
Oh boy, tell me about it. I'm a life coach, so I work with people from all walks of life. So I definitely understand that. You are totally right, and you have to have a certain mindset and a talent.
Yes,
it's a
you
gift
do.
To me.
Yes,
to
it
work
is.
With
yes, it is.
Transform lives and things of that nature. I mean, I think you're doing a lot of great things, and I have a show a few times a year, and it's normally quarterly, where I highlight the men of power, and I definitely would like to have you come back for that show as well. I normally have several different men on the show at one time, and we all kind of ask different questions, and it's normally about three different men of power, and I call a man of power even someone of your stature, because you're not just a co-star of the Braxton Family Values. You have your own independence, and I'm so glad that we can clear some of that air this morning, because we no longer can have to sit and say, well, Andre is leeching off of Tawanda, or Andre's using Tony Braxton's name for fame, or Andre is just a baby daddy that stays at home.
And I've been with Tawanda for almost I've been with Tawanda for almost 20 years. And we've always, you know, I've always tried to accommodate her. I've always moved, like she wanted to move to Vegas to sing with Tony in background. So I got a transfer to Vegas. She wanted to move back to Atlanta to help Tony through some situations. So I got a transfer back to Atlanta. So, you know, I always supported her in her career decisions. And then one day I even told her, I said, you know what, when you really make it big, I'm going to retire. And she reminded me of that the other day. But the sad part about it is I'm not ready to retire yet.
Yeah, because a lot of the things you're doing, you're actually impacting lives and changing lives. So, you know, sometimes people, I know from, you know, myself even, you get up and you live to change lives, to impact lives. But
that's
you
true.
Seem to be very accommodating. You adapt to change very well because even uproot and, you know, have to relocate.
Oh, yeah,
and people
that's
are
right.
not looking at and the positivity to me in that is you're supporting your wife. So
that's
I think
correct.
People are not seeing that piece. All they see is it's Andre with no job because we don't see you right on the show, Andre. Unfortunately, we don't see you writing your book, and we don't see you scheduling for empowerment speaking. We don't see you get out in the community. And
but check this out. But check this out. But check this out. They did show that. Remember in the second season, they showed one of my books that I wrote. And because now mm-hmm. you got to let's keep this in perspective. When they did show that book, that was a book that I wrote because they didn't want to show any of my other titles because they thought they were too controversial, like A Profile in Black, Fried Fish, Lips of a Strange Woman. They didn't want to show those titles because they thought they were too they thought they would generate too much negativity or too much negative thought. So I was like, okay, so it's like, do you have anything simple like a relationship book that you can talk about? So I wrote that particular relationship book at the last minute. Now they presented it on the show. They filmed me actually having a signing. Let me fill you in on this so you'll know. They had me they filmed the signing where I did a signing at a store called Madu Bookstore, which is one of the oldest African American owned bookstores in Atlanta, Georgia, in Greenbrier Mall. Okay? So they filmed me there, and Tawanda arranged for my father to be there. Now, I hadn't seen my father in 43 years, but you know how women are. You guys are very intuitive, and she found a way to get him there. So when he came, and they filmed, this is all on film. They still have it in their little secret vault or whatever. When he came, all right, and they filmed it, my son walked up and said, Daddy, who is this? And because I never even mentioned my dad to my son. So he was like, I told him, I said, Braxton, this is Mr. Carter. So my son says, Mr. Carter? He said, he has my same last name. And I said, yeah, he does. And he said, Daddy, he has your same last name. And I said, yeah, he does. He said, so who is he? And I said, well, he's my dad. And this is all on film. So he looks at me and he looks at my dad and he says, Daddy, I didn't know you had a dad. And that changed my whole entire life. And that's when I wrote Fix My Man. And Fix My Man, one of the first, it's 25 different topics that women should address with men. And one of the first topics every woman should address with her man is his father. What type of relationship does he have with his father? What does he know about his father? Very important. Very important.
So, Andre, so you have 12 books. I mean, you're doing some work. Obviously.
Yes, I am.
You're obviously doing some work. Now, where can someone find some of your books if they want to, you know, purchase some of your books?
Easy.
I'm actually getting some emails right now how to purchase the book.
Okay, you can go to barnesandnoble.com. You can order some there. I have 5 titles on Barnes & Noble. It's my top-selling titles. I have 5 of my top-selling titles on Barnes & Noble. You can go to barnesandnoble.com. Just do a Google search for Andre Carter, and all of my titles will come up. Now, I'm going to give you the titles that are available on Barnes & Noble, okay? The first title is Fried Fish. Second title is A Profile in Black. Third title is Fix My Man. The fourth title is 69 Ways to a Better Relationship. And the fifth title is Son. And Son is a book about a single woman raising a young boy by herself and how their entire relationship changes when she starts dating again. So those are my five titles that are available on Barnes & Noble. Now, if you want to order all of my books, you can go to iknowandre.com, which is my personal website. Just go to iknowandre.com, and all my social media is iknowandre. iknowandre on Instagram, iknowandre on Twitter, and iknowandre, of course, my website. And if you want to hit me up on an email, you can send me an email, iknowandre@yahoo.com. So everything is iknowandre.
Okay. Everything is iknowandre. Okay. So listen,
that's
you hear that out there. Oh my goodness. This has been like an awesome conversation to have with you. And I mean, I'm getting some positive emails today, Andre Adornis. I get emails and things on the show and people are like, oh my goodness, I didn't know all that. I didn't know he had books. Someone else said, one of the other listeners said, I knew there had to be a message behind the mess.
Yep. Yep.
Someone else said.
Now let me tell you this. I want to be positive, and I want to be fair to both sides. Okay, I want everybody to know, all the listeners, that the girls do support me, and they try to do what they can on the show for me, especially my wife. Like one time, they even had a sit down conversation together about one of my books, which is Fried Fish, and they carried my book on the show the entire time. But what happened was the network decided to delete the scene, and they decided not to show the book. So there you go. So I've gotten support from the girls, but they just won't show it.
Well, you know, honestly, I can see that. I mean, the girls, to me, they seem very supportive. It's like a supportive family overall to me. So
yes, it is.
I can definitely believe that. And we definitely want to put that out there that this is nothing, of course, negative to the Braxton's family values at all.
No,
nothing negative,
not at all.
The lady, we're talking more about who you are and you know, because we wanted to know who Andre Carter is besides Tawanda Braxton's husband or Tony Braxton's
and Tony Braxton's brother-in-law.
Exactly. And so you've covered some really strong points today, and I truly appreciate it. I'm in so many emails right now that are they pop in during the show with people and their opinions or comments, and you know you're getting a lot of positivity as far as now that people know, oh, Andre does do something else. So, and then you're always going to have those folks. Of course, Andre does. I'm saying, I don't care. I still feel like he needs to get a real job.
He needs to get a real job. Get a real job.
So. Hey, you know, everybody's not going to be for you. That's just
I understand.
Life, you know? But I think what's more important is you were able to kind of get that story out to us and let us know exactly who Andre Carter is in person and not who the affiliation is. And I think that the interview was definitely great. Now, I want
because let me tell you something.
My life.
My life message, I'm going to leave you with this. My life message is, like my grandmother always said, my life message is they threw stones at Jesus. So I know they're going to throw boulders at me.
Yeah, unfortunately, when they throw stones at the higher power, you already know that what that means for you, unfortunately.
That's right.
So,
that's right. Boulders. I got boulders coming my way.
Well, you know what? It's crazy because it doesn't matter how positive of a person you are. And, you know, unfortunately, people are gonna find negativity in anything that you do, and so that's why I always tell folks, it's just none of your business, period, what folks think about you. And people have to stop getting so caught up in what people think about them, you know,
because
it can set you back.
Yes, it can. Yes, it can.
So before we wrap up, though, Andre, I do, if you don't mind, I just want you to tell us your website again one more time, and then I know that your social media handles is I Am Andre, correct?
No, I know Andre. I know Andre.
I know.
I know Andre. I, the letter I, and then KNOW, and then ANDRE, all together. I know Andre. So that's my social media handle. So you can find me, I know Andre on Instagram. I know Andre on Twitter. And you can also find me, iknowandre.com as well. And if you want to send me an email, you can just go to my iknowandre@yahoo.com.
Okay.
And I'm also on Facebook. My Facebook is Andre Carter. Andre Carter. Just look up Andre Carter.
2023. Okay, awesome. And again, I will reach out to your PR team when we have Men of Power show, because I think that show actually it highlights men of power and men that are doing things in the community. So we have to keep pushing forward, trying to get that message out to folks as well. So I know sometimes people feel like it doesn't matter, but it does matter.
Yeah, it does matter, because I always tell my audience after I speak, when white men speak, it's enlightening. When white women speak, it's enriching. When black women speak, it's empowering. But when black men speak, it's eliminated.
Exactly. Oh, that was definitely well said. Definitely well
said.
Okay. I want to thank you again for joining Motivate My Life Radio this morning. I appreciate you coming on the show, and I hope you have a great rest of the week on purpose.
All right, thank you very much, and I really appreciate the opportunity.
You're welcome.
Okay.
No, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, no problem.
Bye-bye. Okay, guys, there you have it. Mr. Andre Carter, co-star of the Braxton Family Values, Tawanda Braxton's husband, Tony Braxton's brother-in-law, but more importantly, Andre Carter is a best-selling author, and he is an empowerment speaker. So he actually does get out into communities and influence as a leader for our young black males, which I think we definitely continuously need. So, guys, if you did miss the show can be replayed in 24 hours. And, again, I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Motivate My Life Radio. I am your host, Teresa Murphy, and I wish you a great week on purpose.